We've been learning about the deficiency of gezel, stealing, and how bad it is. We spoke about in a regard about how deep money is. Money comes from a very, very deep place, and in that essence, it's connected to the soul. The kesef, the kisufim, the ratzon, the ritzonos, the kol, the mammon, all these stuff that we've been speaking about in many ways. And we spoke about how when a person steals, he can also steal chas v'shalom someone's children, someone's wife, and worse. And at the end of the day, Rabbi Nachman said, stealing can also happen just by thought, right? Not you don't have to physically take someone's money. It can be hapach v'tzinoros, the ratzo and the tzinor can the pipe that's bringing down the money can take someone else's money into your account, into your livelihood, which is something very, very dangerous. So now we're saying something even more challenging. But we were speaking about how when a person steals, one of the ramifications, one of the ways to rectify it is by giving tzedakah. Now, not when you steal somebody's money, but when you desire somebody's money, and by that way you take his money away, that can be rectified by tzedakah. Why? Because in a deep way, tzedakah, as we were explaining, is when I partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Instead of thinking about my money being mine, I'm partnering with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? There's like a Gemara. I mentioned there's a Gemara in Tanis the Tosfos brings down the story about this guy who had all this money. His father said, make sure to give away 10% of all the income in the field. And when he didn't, then instead of getting 10%, instead of getting 90%, he got 10%. Meaning it's not that, okay, the 10% that Hashem gave you, he's now not going to give you. There's a partnership. Hashem says, I'll be the rich person, you be the poor. I'll be the poor person, you be the rich person. And if a person decides to take the 10%, then he becomes the poor person. Hashem becomes the rich person. Tzedakah is the mindset that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I are partners here. It's not my money and his money. No, charity is when I give away my money. Tzedakah is that there's a partnership between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and together we're going to make the world better. Now, when a person sees that his money is few, then he should give tzedakah. Now, it's not giving away your money. Rather, the best way to understand it is investing your money, right? If my best friend calls me and he's like the best broker, says, Yonatan, I know you're not like a super, super wealthy, but listen, you know, take the little bit of savings you have and put it into this stock. It's going to skyrocket. Right now, if I trust him and he knows what he's saying, then even though I have a little bit of money, I give it to him. Why? Because I understand that the investment is worth it, right? So the same thing with tzedakah. I have a little bit of money. Nachman says, give it away, invest it. Invest it in tzedakah, because that mindset is now going to change your perception, right? We know there's a famous book, A Poor Dad, A Rich Dad, right? Money is not necessarily poverty versus expansiveness. It's not necessarily have to do with the amount of money, but rather with how you go about the money, how you go about feeling poor versus feeling rich. And that's what Rabbi Nachman says, a person who does this loses the mindset. Now, this obviously segues into the next idea that Rabbi Nachman says, that a person who marries a woman for money, not only is he an idiot, and Rabbi Nachman's words are like, right, not only is he a shotev exil, he's also pogem badat, because as we're explaining in many ways, the isha is the ratzon. The woman is a desire. A woman's job is to awaken a desire. Many times in Shlomo HaMelech, he speaks about women as wisdom, right? She awakens a desire. That's why the Isha Tova Usa Ratzon Ba'ala, she creates Ratzon for her. And therefore, a person who marries a woman for money, he's just an idiot, because the woman is the desire. And therefore, if I marry a woman for money instead of money representing the desire, representing the kisufim, representing the mammon, money for me now is the goal, is the end goal, then I am not only am I losing out on the ability to have a relationship with a woman in a way that she's going to awaken true desire and constantly push me out of my comfort zone, which is what the job of a marriage of Ezer Kenegdo is. But not only that, I'm now not changing the means for the end, and therefore even my relationship with my wife, instead of it being the means of constantly pushing out of the comfort zone, it's just for the sake of having comfort and financial security, and therefore I'm. It's going to be not only that, but I'm not only am I an idiot and stupid, but I also don't have the right intellect and mindset. And therefore, my children, who are supposed to be the epitome of my desire, the epitome of basar echad, of a woman and a man becoming one through this, it's going to be the opposite. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman says, not only that, but your children are going to be totally distorted, because they're going to have the wrong perception, the wrong mindset. Instead of being invested in a greater good and in bettering the world, they're going to be doing the opposite. And that's very, very crazy. but not that's within your relationship with your wife and your kids. But there's also a relationship with the people around you. Rabbi Nachman says you're going to create sonim. Why? Because at the end of the day, we know that a person who has more shares in the company has more to say. And if a person desires more money because he wants to say more, then there's a challenge there, right? Because now you want to talk more, you want to say more, you want to have more kol because you have more mammon. Other people also want to have kol. When we can sing, we can all sing together and create harmony. But when we're talking, one person talks and the other person can't talk anymore, right? And that's the importance of what we're talking about. And that's why there's a very important mahalach here, and that's what Rabbeinu is trying to get at. If a person desires money that doesn't belong to him, at the end of the day, you're drawing a spotlight on you that you don't have the ability to manage. You don't have the kisufim, you don't have the ritzonos, you don't have the tsinoros. All these ideas of having the will that's backing the money and the desires and the expansiveness and everything, you don't have that. And if you don't have that, then you're just going to create enemies, because you're not going to allow yourself to actually have a give and take. Because it's not about money being sharing the ability to share ideas and share thoughts and share desires. It's just about me accumulating more so I can have more. And therefore, when I do that, I'm lost. I'm completely lost. That's what Rabbeinu was trying to get at. When you steal money, you have this crazy distortion of perception, distortion of understanding. And we have to overcome that. And in a way, that is something that we have to truly, truly be able to see the essence, see the realness of what money represents, and Achaz v'Shalom, all this damaging effects that can happen through desiring money instead of actually money belonging to you. You should be Zochah.